This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. You may remember that just a few weeks ago, scientists announced that they had detected the most distant gamma ray explosion ever seen in the universe. That burst happened about 12.6 billion light years from Earth, which means it was about 12.6 billion years ago, and that's only about 900 million years after the Big Bang. Well, that was what is called a long gamma ray burst. This week, scientists reported they had solved the mystery of another type of burst. This one is a short gamma ray type, and this is really, really a short little burst. There were two short bursts that happened earlier this year, and scientists were able to essentially capture the events using several different instruments. And now they actually think they know what is causing those mysterious events, which have been baffling, head-scratching scientists for years. Joining me now to talk about what they found is our gamma ray expert, Dr. Donald Lamb. He's the Louis Black Professor in Astronomy and Astrophysics at the University of Chicago. Welcome back to Science Friday, Dr. Lamb.
Thank you, Ira. I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you. So this is a mystery that's been almost 35 years in the making.
Exactly so. It's really been a difficult problem to answer because, as you said, these particular gamma ray explosions produce a burst of gamma rays that's so short it makes it very, very difficult to catch enough gamma rays to figure out exactly and precisely the direction that the burst came from. These bursts last typically maybe only a tenth or two-tenths of a second.
So do you have to be lucky then? Better be lucky than good, and where you're pointing your telescope at the time?
You do have to be somewhat lucky. Mm-hmm. We don't know when one of these will go off or where on the sky. But the way we try to increase our odds of finding them is by building instruments that have a large field of view. So you see a lot of the sky, and so your chances of seeing one of these goes up. Mm-hmm. And this is really a detective story, as you mentioned, that involves a number of NASA space satellites. There's the SWIFT satellite, which was launched November 20th of last year, expressly designed to study gamma ray bursts. The High-Energy Transit Explorer satellite, which was launched in October of 2000, also expressly for studying gamma ray bursts. And then two of the great observatories played key roles in solving this mystery, the Chandra X-ray Observatory and the Hubble Space Telescope. So it was really, truly a team effort with many scientists, many detectives working on it.
Mm-hmm. So what did you, solve the mystery for us? What did you discover was the source of these bursts?
Well, as often with a detective story, clues build up. And one of the biggest and most important clues was turned up by the SWIFT satellite in May. The SWIFT satellite detected and localized a short gamma ray burst, and for the first time ever was able to catch the afterglow of this explosion in X-rays. This was really important because up till that time we weren't sure that these explosions had sort of an afterglow either in X-rays or in the visible light. So knowing that, hopes were high that a brighter burst might lead us to the answer. And the High-Energy Transit Explorer satellite, the HETI as we call it, was very lucky and got that burst in early July. It pinpointed it. Chandra was brought to bear to get and detect the X-ray afterglow. Danish astronomers led by Jens Jorth found evidence for an optical afterglow for the very first time. And then Derek Fox and his collaborators at Caltech and at the National Radio Astronomy Observatory carried out a whole series of subsequent Chandra, Hubble Space Telescope, and ground-based optical observations that tracked this burst to its lair.
Dr. Lamb, you buried the lead here.
I did indeed. So what was the answer? The answer is that these bursts are produced by something entirely different, a completely different kind of event than those long bursts that we talked about a couple of weeks ago. Those were produced by the collapse of a massive star, maybe 30, 60 times the mass of the sun. They're kind of the birth cry of a black hole. These, it turns out, come from a very different object, a very, very close binary system of stars, two stars, either a neutron star and a black hole or two neutron stars. And these binaries emit gravitational waves, and after a period of time, they actually merge in a cataclysmic explosion. And we now have all the clues and observations we need to be very, very confident that that's what's producing these short bursts.
So you have these dead stars basically colliding with one another?
Exactly so, Ira. These stars are the mass of the sun or so. They're only the size of downtown Manhattan. And when they're in close proximity, they're spiraling around each other in every millisecond or so in a kind of, eventually, a death embrace. And indeed, when they merge and collide, enormous amounts of energy are released, and this appears to be what powers these short bursts. Mm.
And why do they give off gamma rays? Why did this giant power come out in gamma rays?
A good question. What it appears to be is when these mergers happen, a black hole is formed. But not all the material is drawn down into the black hole at once, instantaneously. The stars are torn apart in this death embrace, and so there's material still orbiting around that newly formed black hole. And as it pours into the black hole, it releases energy, and the rotation that's going on causes relativistic jets of energy and plasma to shoot out along the rotation axis of the black hole. So it's those jets that produce the gamma rays.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned that these were very very strong gravitational bodies, and as they rotate and as they collide, they would be ripping the gravitational fabric of the universe. And as you talk about Einstein saying that, you know, gravity is really geometry, and they would then be sending out, I imagine, gravity waves that might be heading in our direction.
Exactly so. In fact, this is probably what makes the discovery of what's producing these bursts truly exciting, because we now know that relatively nearby to us in the universe are these systems that are colliding and then producing powerful bursts of gravitational waves. And we've been building detectors. Scientists have been building detectors over the last decade or so to try to detect exactly this. We've never detected such waves before. And now we know that these experiments will almost certainly be successful in doing so in the next 3 to 10 years for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Lamb, I want to thank you very much for breaking the code on that secret and bringing it to us on Science Friday. And good luck to you.
Glad to. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Dr. Donald Lamb is the Louis Bloch Professor in Astronomy and Astrophysics at the University of Chicago, talking about solving these very short gamma ray bursts, a mystery that's been happening for years.